We kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. It's the official credit union of Three and Out. Anything a bank can do, they got you covered at the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. tvacreditunion.com. Become a member today. Houston, I made it to the bottom of the fifth. Becks walked.
Mm-hmm.
Durkay slapped a single down the third base line.
We're cooking. Cooking with gas.
First and second. Pavloni's up. He actually, so he's a righty. And he hit the ball hard last time up. But, you know, it's bottom of the fifth.
Trying to get a run on.
You're down 1-0. We talked about the analytics. First and second, nobody out. This is the situation where analytics, at least from what I've heard, I need to do some more research on this, see what the numbers are lately. But that this is, if you need one run, this is the time to bunt. Pavloni gets the bunt down and gets the runners over. So he did his job, which is the kind of the first part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have now given them an out.
But you've also given us the top of our lineup.
Yep, and this is going to be that.
This is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
The one Spence ropes and dude just sticks his glove up and makes the catch.
The only thing I don't like about it being the top of the lineup is that, well, the good thing is Spence is one of your most disciplined guys at the plate, puts the ball in play a lot. It's not one of those guys in the middle back of your lineup that have been striking out a lot, at least as they're going to find out in this game, a whole lot. So you're thinking, okay, Spence will put the ball in play.
I mean, he's got your best batting average on the team.
Right. We're not going to.
On base percentage 474.
We're not going to have a double play here. If he does walk, which he does a ton, then you got bases loaded, one out, and Ferguson, one of your best, another guy that puts it in play is up, and he had a single already on the game. So I get that. But if you just let Pavloni hit, if he hits a single, it's going to tie the game anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Beck's not slow on second. Durkay's a little slow at first, but I mean, you should be fine. Let's go to the phone lines. 865-546-8200 is the number to join the program. Zach is up first. What's up, Zach?
What do you say, Houston, Nate, Davey, and Adam?
We're battling through it, Zach. Battling through it.
That's why I freaking love this show. You guys call it balls and strikes, man. Like, just give it to us honestly how the common fan's feeling today, you know? Mm. These ball for lifers, you're not supposed to talk negative, you know, whatever. But I said it before the game. I said, you know, I'm kind of happy just being here. But then your competitive juices kick in. You realize your team could have played a lot better. And you talk about that, critique them wise, you know?
Mm.
It's like, where can we go from here? How can we improve? What went wrong yesterday? And I thought you guys did that in hour one perfectly. I just never felt like there was an energy with this team yesterday. I just never felt like from that Wright State game, what was I witnessing? Was it, like you guys said, we had a home court field advantage there. Mm. There was more of our fans than anybody.
Yeah.
So it was like playing a home game. And you did nothing in that game. Nothing.
Yep.
Waste of time.
Except waste opportunities. Yep.
And that's I think that's the most disappointing thing, Zach. It's like, it's one thing if they'd have gone out there and played well and just lost a tough game.
It'd have been 6-5. Okay.
They didn't look like the team we all fell in love with. I didn't recognize them. And I'm not blaming the kid. Like, I'm sure they were nervous and whatever, but we got to snap that out for tomorrow. Like, we cannot go in there and be timid, not have our juice, not have our energy. If you go and basically don't show up for two games and you come home, it's like, what was it all for? If you're going to go to Omaha, play how got you there. Show up, be crazy, be energetic. And if you lose, you lose. But I promise you, it's not going to hurt worse than what you saw yesterday. Like, that was painful. I mean, you're lucky you're not going home. You're lucky you at least get an opportunity to bounce back.
Why we've fallen in love with this team around here is because they left it all out on the field the whole game, you know, and yesterday was indicative of UT sports in a nutshell, where you just witnessed a basketball season where we were left scratching our heads, wondering, do they really care tonight? And that's what I left away with yesterday. Like, did it really matter? Was it nerves? Was it this? But you ain't got time for nerves because you play tomorrow. And you play a talented Texas team that I think it's going to be a dogfight tomorrow. Unfortunately, why is it at 2 p.m.? I'm new at this baseball thing, but I've got a meeting I can't get out of. I'm not going to actually be able to watch that game tomorrow. Is it at 2?
Yeah, it's 2 Eastern.
That's just it's the schedule. Just,
yeah, two it's the schedule because they got to get that 7 o'clock game in, so they want to make sure there's ample time. It's unfortunate. But when you only got one field and these games can last, up to 4 or 5 hours, you just kind of got to spread them out that way.
Should have won and played 7.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that'll be a good thing. Maybe they'll be like, well, you know what? A lot of guys are at work. We're not going to have as many eyeballs on the TV. We can just go out and cut it loose.
Well, I mean, we should be used to the time of the game, unlike Texas. They played later.
Yeah.
You know, on the way out, I wish I could be more like Hudson. He's, got
don't say
a
that,
lawyer.
Zach. You don't mean that.
But he's, accomplished lawyer,
nope.
Single bachelor.
That's true. I'm actually lining something up right now on that end.
Exactly. Like, he's got the world at his fingertips. A smart guy. But, do you just disengage from all this to where you just try not to let things hurt you as bad? I mean, you get to that point. Now, like I said, I think it's a little different for this team because just to make it Omaha is something. But, you guys, if we do this at the same time tomorrow to Texas, if we lose out like this, is this considered like a choke job? So, anyway, y'all take care. See ya.
Thanks for the call, Zach.
Thanks for the call.
Choke job. I mean, I saw a lot of people saying it yesterday.
To Zach's point, first off on just disengaging, I wouldn't do it with this team. With football, I've been conditioned through many years to get in that line of thinking, and then I don't want to be super negative today, but I don't currently have faith in what Danny White did for how this football program is set up for the next few years. I'll just put it like that. But for baseball, basketball, I've at least seen that there is a level of preparedness, usually by the coaching staff, whenever you're looking at how they're wanting to move going forward, to where as long as Tony V is back, I would feel good. As it relates to the choke job, if you perform like you did yesterday, tomorrow, I would be very upset with how they handled their preparation for Omaha altogether, because I do feel like you've had a good amount of rest. They were able to get to Omaha a few days beforehand. They should be fine. You even had to travel less than Virginia, so and the atmosphere is definitely Tennessee orange. Now, I am interested to see what it's like whenever you got Texas and Tennessee fans, because both fan bases travel very well. But
it'll be a lot of orange.
It's very true. It's a choke job if they perform tomorrow like they did today. And at that point, I would, even though the comment earlier was it's icing on the cake at this point, I would still feel very disappointed in how things unfolded once the team got to Nebraska.
I mean, we've been one of the best teams all year. We play in the toughest conference. We're battle tested. We got a group of veterans. So big choke job.
But from a ranking standpoint, I mean, the two best teams in this tournament are playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wait.
Texas was 2. We're 3. Arkansas was 1. They're knocked out. Vandy's, 4 or 5?
4.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, 2 versus 3. And it's win or go home.
Which that just shows you, don't panic. I mean, Texas was as good as us, if not better, coming into this thing. I mean, they have a high-potent offense.
Well, at the end of the day, the loss is a loss. I mean, it sucks that you were playing the weakest team out of the 8 and couldn't get it done. And weren't even close. Again, that's the most disappointing thing to me. Let's go back to the phone lines. We could spend more on what it means. We got DR Vall on next. What's up, DR?
Hey guys, to quote everybody's favorite athletic director, it seems like the balls are back.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Are we just slow starters? Like, I mean,
that's
we were,
what I'm hoping.
I mean, we were almost out of the region. Like, we were almost in the losers bracket of our own regional against Wright State. I mean, it's a
didn't
heroics.
Play well against Alabama
mm-hmm.
in the SEC tournament.
Is that an immaturity thing? I know, like, Adam made a good point. Like, there are veteran guys on this team, but not veteran, like, postseason, like.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. Balls are back.
I don't know. I'm not as out on them.
Oh, I'm not out on the team. I just, I'm just, it's, I'm more just confused and mad because I know that that's not, you know, if that had happened like every other game or whatever, it'd be like, yeah, that's just kind of who we are. But that's the frustrating part is like, and I've said it all morning, I didn't recognize that team. So I'm not out on them. I'm just a little confused as to why in, you know, the biggest game of the year to date, they didn't play with, you know, the same fire and energy that got them there.
Yeah, and it seemed like most of the game, I was like, well, they're going to wake up sometime.
Right.
And then it's like, all right, we're down to 15 outs. We're down to, you know, 12 outs, nine, and it's, okay, maybe we're still going to sleep through this game.
And they kind of did.
And that's what sucks. Yeah, and that's what sucks. Then you got to go on Twitter and eat a lot of crow from all the trash we've been talking. And you know, there's already a tweet out there that, once again, we're back to this being the fans' fault.
Of course, naturally.
Yeah, it's always the fans' fault, despite seeing the orange and white walk, I guess you could say, is what we had yesterday. I do want to talk about the LSU job. Are we worried? I saw somebody comparing the LSU job that this could be like 08 with Tennessee when they got rid of Fulmer, thinking since they had money, they could go out and get anybody they wanted. But I'm worried it's going to turn out like USC's. They get down their fourth option, and we all knew – how that turned out in 09, or 10, rather.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the good news to this point is that everyone realizes following Paul Maneri is going to be really tough. But you're right. Like, at some point, if you get that low on your list, like, you're going to have to start asking guys, and you just got to hope at that point that Danny White and the administration have done everything they can to assure Tony Vitello that he's going to be, you know, well-compensated, staff's taken care of, stadium renovations. But, yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. I mean, Ole Miss announces the extension and raise for Bianco, and you worry as they keep sliding down, that next candidate. But I don't know. I think I wouldn't be worried if we hadn't played like that yesterday, because now in the back of my head I'm reliving the Michigan-Bruce Pearl game and just – I really hope that tomorrow they show me something a little different. Otherwise, I'm going to be very, very nervous.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little nervous because, as we know, history does repeat itself. And, you know, back when Kiffin came to town, that really got me fired up for football. Started following it very, very closely. And then his dream job pops up, and I'm just worried that we're going to hear that press conference that, you know, this is the only job, this is a dream job. And, and as we know, what was it? Little Finger said chaos isn't a pit, it's a ladder.
That's what he said. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know really how to associate that with this. I just always enjoy that quote. So, guys, you have a good week.
Thanks for that.
Well, no, I mean, quote fits perfectly. I mean, things go crazy enough at LSU, it gives somebody a chance to get a job that they probably didn't think they had a chance to get. I'm just hoping that's not Tony Vitello. That's what I'm hoping. That would be very much bad.
Very, very much bad.
But we'll save that for the end of the season.
Yep. Sheesh.
What?
I'm just
still watching the game. Having a big time?
It's the bottom of the sixth with guys on first and third. We had guys on first and second with Evan Russell up.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided not to bunt then. We bunted that earlier in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
He hits that, like, nubber to the pitcher.
Yep.
First pitch. He swung at the first pitch. First pitch breaking ball.
Mm-hmm.
Which they threw him a lot of breaking balls.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he's Mr. Fastball.
Mm-hmm.
So he nubs it to the pitcher who goes to second, cut down the lead run,
mm-hmm.
throws it a little offline. They can't even try to turn two. But he gives us runners on first and third with one out.
Yeah.
So he at least got the runner to third with one out.
Mm-hmm.
And now Lipsius is up. And he's going to strike out.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
He was over four.
More four strikeouts.
know? Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know.
Awkward flex, but okay.
Just saying.
Should I stay or should I go?
I'll tell you, it was an accident, okay? But I'll tell you during the next break, the podcast is going to be lit in the breaks today. You talk about, I was just like, goo!
Okay, you guys are going to think I'm so weird.
Yeah, we already do. Yeah,
okay.
All right, to the phone lines we go. We got Matt up next. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
What's up, guys?
Morning, Matt.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. I think this might be a good thing.
Well, there's our first. It might be a good thing in the last 24 hours. Okay. Talk me off the ledge here, Matt. Why is this a good thing?
Brother, it's bad if I'm talking to you off the ledge. I mean, we had a game where we've gone two games all season back to back where we played that bad?
Seems impossible. Let me check this real quick, Matt.
I haven't seen it, and I just think it could be an opportunity, or is just a slap in the face. I mean, it's like they just came out flat yesterday. They, you know, I mean, but I agree with Nate a second ago. If that line drive falls, who was it who hit the line drive
Spence.
In that third or fourth inning? Spence.
Yeah, with a guy like that, Michael Jordan catches it.
Well, yeah, it just. I mean, I don't know if I've seen a harder ball hit all season. The guy just sticks his glove straight up, doesn't even look, and it just falls right. That's what I told my wife. I'm like, not going to be a good day, babe.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the play after that, we lined one down the third baseline that they called foul and hit the white line that they really never went back and replayed that I thought could have been in, but I don't know what that was all about. So, yeah, I mean – what do you do, guys?
We have not lost back-to-back games since February, Matt.
Yeah, so there you go.
To Indiana State. 1-3, 5-7.
Maybe that's it, you know. That's it for the tournament. That was the bad game. They were due to have one. They've been on fire. So I think that's out of the way.
So you're going loose. You're going loose out of the way plan.
Yep.
I try to get the old. They had the game plan in the beginning. You guys go ahead and lose this one, and then you know,
back against the wall.
I'll tell you guys. I'm kind of learning baseball just from bandwagoning this team, you know, but just from watching from the outside, I know our pitchers are solid. Like we're really good in pitching from top to bottom, but it seems to me like we don't have a great pitcher. Am I reading that wrong? I mean, this guy, whoever we're throwing against yesterday, the guy's throwing 96, 97 mile-an-hour stripes. He's only got two pitches, and he eats a sub. I don't think we got a guy that can throw over 92, do we?
I mean, Blade.
Oh, yeah, we've got.
Like, Blade's going to bring it tomorrow.
Yeah, Blade touches 99.
Blade's the most talented starter on the roster.
From a talent perspective, right.
Yeah.
He'll be a first-rounder. But he's also, he's a freshman, so he's done. You know, he doesn't have as much experience, obviously. But he's got the stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I think a couple of balls fall yesterday. It's a whole different ball game. I agree with Nate a minute ago. They had to score. If we'd have got one or two runs early, I think that whole game changes the dynamic.
I do too.
It just wasn't.
And then when they don't, I think you start to get in your own head a little bit, and you're like, wait, well, why can we not do this? Then you get, you know, I think they started tight, and I think they just kind of got tighter as the game went on.
Yeah, that team's kind of built – well, I can't say that because, I mean, hell, they've been down four runs in the bottom of the ninth and came back and won. So, I mean, you never can count them out. I was about to say that teams, once they're emotional, once they're down, but they're not. I mean, hell, those guys could come back at any time. Yesterday, it just was weird. I mean, it was just – you could just tell it was an off game for them. So, but, hey, I know you guys are going to get to it. How about old Bryson choke it up? Bryson pulled a Tennessee baseball, son.
Oh, man.
44 on the back nine.
44.
How awesome was that to watch, man?
Did you see what he said?
No. What did he say?
He just goes, yep, bad break after bad break. That's what I say when I shoot a 44.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I hit that tree, could have kicked one way, went into the woods, it was a bad break.
Golly, Bunk.
Got plugged up in the bunker. You know, if the sand's a little drier, it's not in that deep.
I was waiting for Brooks to just tweet at him and be like, should have started the ball line, yeah. Bryson.
Need a better line.
You know what the greatest thing is? When it started to go sour for him, they had that fan that stormed the field in a, I think, half naked with a flat. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
I didn't see this.
I saw it.
It was on hole 13. Guy just stormed the course and just swung a golf ball.
He hit two shots from the fairway.
And from that point on, I think Bryson was just he was shaking.
That guy's swing was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out there and embarrass yourself.
They were saying, he did some dancing, too. They're like, his swing's a lot better than his dance moves.
Yeah. But, I'm glad Rom won it, man. They were doing the percentages on those two putts he made. It was like, you're talking 15% on both putts to make
Jeez. That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's clutch, guys. All right, fellas. See ya.
See you, Matt. Thanks for the call, man.
I meant to say while Matt was on the line about the fan that said, "Where's your calculator?"
Was that the same guy? Was that the same?
No. This was when he hosled that one across the cart path. Bad break after bad break.
I can't believe he said that.
It's like no, Bryson. That's the way it's supposed to be. When you hit it offline, you're supposed to get punished. You've just kind of figured out a cheat code that if you hit it far enough. When you get punished, you can still get out of it. So we're sorry that this course and the spots you hit it today actually punished you the way it's supposed to in real life. We're sorry that reality finally set in here. I mean, he still was able to, like, gouge it out of some nasty deep rough because he's such a big dude a couple times. But eventually it...
It comes for us all.
It caught up. 44.
That was a good swing by this guy. In the tie-dye shirt.
Oh, yeah. You seen the video?
Yeah. I thought the dance move was pretty interesting. I don't think I'd ever seen it before.
Good rhythm.
Very
in the golf
unique.
Swing.
Yeah, very good rhythm. And the pose at the end. I mean, this guy's he's a player. Bad breaks, though. They'll get you. I just saw his shank from the top of the bunk. Oh.
Yeah.
Who does he look? He reminds me of somebody, like a character in a movie where you just don't like the guy. It's funny, like a month ago, I was like, DeChambeau's not so bad, and Matt's just convinced me now. I'm not a Bryson guy.
Big John Rahm. What a day.
Good for him, man. Good for him. Yep. Deserved it.
People made a good point. Like, no one's going to remember that tournament they took away from him a couple weeks ago. Now they'll just remember him as the U.S. Open champion.
Good for him.
Torrey Pines, that's his place. That's where he proposed.
No kidding.
On the cliffs of Torrey Pines, yep.
This is his first Father's Day as a father, too.
And he won his first PGA Tour tournament on that same course or something like that.
He's won there before,
I don't know. Pretty incredible. We'll come back with more. Hour two continues. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Problem was, Houston.
What's that?
Our guys can't understand each other.
Is that it?
I mean, Spence is Australian. And
yeah, they don't speak English there.
Beck's from Alabama.
Yeah, Jordan Beck looks like the living embodiment of the city of Mobile, Alabama.
Waterfall mullet with, like, the vanilla ice stripes and the sideburns there.
Yeah.
He'd do good in Hancock County, Tennessee.
He's a beast, man. He's a big dude.
Yeah, they kept getting him out on the breaking ball. They just sent them. Virginia seemed to have a better plan against all of our hitters than we did. I just watched Cheese throw the I don't know what to call him. The cancer guy's kid.
How about you just call him his name?
I don't remember his name. The kid that killed us.
Nobody remembers his name. They just remember his dad.
Good gracious, Nate.
Look, I'm glad the guy's healthy. I just don't know what else to. It was a great story. Don't get me
wrong. Glad the guy's healthy. Hate it that his son's actually decent at baseball and had his best game.
I mean, one thing has nothing to do with the other.
Michaels. Just call him Michaels.
I mean, Michaels could have had a bad game, and I mean, his dad's outcome is completely separate. I'm 100% a fan of that, obviously.
Did you just call him Cancer Dad Kid?
I didn't know what else to call him.
His name!
I think he's the catcher.
He is the catcher, yeah. The son of the Virginia cancer survivor. Is that a better way to say
that's
the
much
thing?
Better, yeah.
Okay.
Probably Cancer Dad
the Virginia
Kid.
Virginia Catcher.
Yeah, Virginia Catcher.
Anyway.
Michaels.
It was like one.
Son
and,
of Michaels.
It was like one and two. And we throw him another off-speed pitch. Like, he can't catch up to the fastball. The previous pitch is a fastball that he has to, like, excuse me, get out of the way, foul off. And we throw him another. We throw him an 83-mile-an-hour hanging breaking ball that he just pokes into center, score another run.
It was not our best performance.
And then we throw another hanging pitch to the next batter, 0-1. High, 77 miles an hour. Hanger, right?
Why?
Top of the zone.
Why would we do
that? And that was just laced into right. Score another run. And that's when, I mean, you had to take Cheese out at that point.
Yeah.
Breaking ball wasn't, he wasn't locating it, and it had no action. And that's when Michaels came around to score. It's 3-0. It was over then.
I had never seen more guys on second score in my life than I did in that inning.
Say that again.
I had like so many guys that were on second base for Virginia scored in that.
Oh, it's because they were running.
It was
they were going, man.
I will say they had some speed on their base runners.
Well, it helps when you get a big jump too.
Well, it felt like it felt like their pitchers knew exactly the pitch to, or their starter, of course, knew exactly the pitch to go to against our guys in every situation. And to one of their weakest hitters, we sped his bat up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that's the bottom of their order.
So we're due.
And then Hundley comes in first pitch. They steal second.
Yep, that was their plan.
It's smart.
Apparently, he's slow to the plate. Pavloni's throw was god awful.
Would it have mattered though?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, but that, again, though, no.
But I told you.
Yeah, look, it matters. I'd like our guys to play well,
no,
even if they lose.
I told you before the show, and, I'm not trying to hate on the guy, but he has not made a very good throw to second since he got back from the hand injury.
Yeah.
He just hadn't. Like.
You think they run it on, they didn't really run on Cheese. So
no, they didn't at all.
It was a double, I guess. It was, we can run on Hundley and, Pavloni's been injured.
If it's me. If I'm Texas, I'm stealing second every time. Like, make him make a good throw. And if he does it, okay. Call it our bluff.
Yeah.
But the next good throw he makes to second base on a stolen attempt will be the first one in a long, long time. Which is really wild because I watched him in warmups against LSU. Dude, I mean, perfect every single time. Perfect. I mean, like, where you catch it and you just leave the glove there. You don't have to dip the hand at all.
Yeah.
But then once the lights come on, slinging them all over the place. I mean, didn't that cost us a couple? Didn't that cost us two runs against Wright State? Didn't he throw one and just like tail off into the outfield?
Down to third.
Was it? Was it third or was it second?
That was a bad throw.
There
third.
Was one to third. Sean says he can't wait to see what Hollywood or Cinderella story Texas has for Tennessee tomorrow. Yeah, that'll be something.
0-2, Hundley threw their guy a fastball. He laced it into right. That's the one Jordan Beck almost kind of got caught trying to decide if he was going to try and catch it or one hop it. He did keep it in front of him, but yeah. The guy on second, of course, scored.
Could he have made the catch, you think?
I don't know. Did we pitch out on this next guy? Hang on, let's see. Nope.
Yep.
Oh,
we did, right?
Was it a pitch out or did you just miss that bad? Can't tell.
Well, there was one we just sent the guy to first. Didn't even pitch to him. I don't remember when that was. But you remember that? I used to think, or was that this game?
I don't think we put anybody on.
Maybe it was the Vanderbilt game. I used to think you had to throw the four balls.
You don't anymore.
You just point, just send them. Mm-hmm. Okay. whatever.
Well, so that guy stole second, and so then when the next guy gets a hit, oh, well, that's another run.
Mm-hmm.
So they did that twice.
Good grief! This is...
No, it was a steal fest once they once we got Hundley in there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you asked earlier, did we get out coached? I mean, in that moment, there's not really like a retaliation coaching move to fix that, but that was a really good move by Virginia's coach.
Yeah.
That was good scouting on their part.
Yeah, they
you said it, I just think they were they just felt more prepared.
Right.
And I'm not to say that we weren't prepared, but and maybe Virginia just did a lot of things different. Like that high heater to close out, I don't know, five of the dude's strikeouts. But it just felt like they caught us completely off guard. They were swinging early, they were running late. And it seemed like he knew exactly where to put pitches against certain guys to where, I mean, they'd swing the daylights out of the bat, but weren't even anywhere near the ball. Hmm. Got to fix that.
Yep.
So who do we get for Texas tomorrow? Who's there? Who's there day two?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be good, though.
Tony V did say that it'll be Blade Tidwell tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's official.
All right. It's got to bounce back. Got to bring the energy. I don't know. I felt weird saying this, but I'm almost glad it's Texas because.
Oh, boy. Why?
I think it'd be tougher to beat them twice than Mississippi State.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They're both good. And it could be Virginia. You know, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But I'd rather just go ahead and knock. I mean, if we're going to go all the way, let's go ahead and get Texas and send them packing.
It's going to be windy tomorrow.
Okay.
South-southwest 13. Maybe we can hit one, you know, to the grass in the air.
South-southwest. Does that mean it's blowing out to the left?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hopefully, if it's a true southwest, it'll be, yeah, out to mm-hmm. left. 90 degrees, partly cloudy. Not going to be too hot. What games we got tonight?
Vandy, NC State.
Vandy, NC State, and then the
Arizona, Stanford.
Stanford at 2.
Okay, so the losers game first, and then obviously the winners mm-hmm. play late. Yep. Okay.
We play tomorrow at 2 on ESPNU, I believe.
ESPNU?
I believe that's what it said.
We got bumped off the deuce?
So, yeah, some of the games are getting moved around a little bit.
Why?
Soccer.
Yeah, I know.
No.
UEFA?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday, 2 o'clock, ESPNU.
Yeah, the Euros, I think it's because they have to play those matches at the same time because it's the final match of the group stage.
Yeah.
So they need ESPN and ESPN2 to broadcast them.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's not like it's a national championship or anything.
I mean, those games are going to draw more attention than the College World Series.
I know. I mean, I have ESPNU. I'm not complaining that much. Just...
Yeah, I guess it's Group B today, so it should be Group C tomorrow.
Would you be surprised to learn that Virginia-Tennessee was the lowest attended game out of the first four?
Probably yes. Probably not.
Yeah, it don't surprise me either.
Why not?
Well, Texas is kind of well, we talked about it. Texas is actually really far, but, I mean, Mississippi State fans always travel well. I think they have probably the best fans in the country for baseball. Just look at their home games. Texas, very loyal. Very dedicated. They're up there, Tennessee fans.
I thought it would have been Stanford, NC State.
They beat us by 63 folks.
Okay, so.
Nail biter.
About the same.
But it was also on Saturday, so people that had to work on Monday were able to go to that one and then drive back if they needed to, if they weren't close. I also just didn't think Virginia was going to have that many fans in attendance.
They really didn't.
So that was going to kind of hurt the numbers.
That makes sense.
David wants to know the percent chance of clouds tomorrow in Omaha, Hickman, if you could look that up for me.
I believe I saw 21% earlier, actually. So pretty.
Of clouds?
Pretty low chance of clouds.
It was 7.
Mm.
This is like triple. Triple the cloud possibility.
Yeah, which, I mean, I guess that's going to be good for our guys. I mean, when I played outside of sports, I always liked a little cloud coverage.
Absolutely. Okay, so if we win tomorrow, we play Wednesday? Turn around and play again Wednesday?
Mm-mm.
Thursday?
Friday. Is it a day?
Thursday.
Then we would play Thursday, Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's right. I'll have to check. I don't remember now.
So ideally, what do we want? Mississippi State to beat Virginia, and then we get Virginia again in a go-home game? Yes. Then we get Mississippi. And we have to beat Mississippi State twice, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would that be a doubleheader Saturday?
No, that's Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday?
Well, then the national championship series would start that Monday.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of turnaround.
Maybe that's good.
Maybe, yeah,
maybe all this time off in between is just not. I mean, like you said, we started slow against Wright State. We started slow in Hoover. Maybe a good, quick turnaround, assuming, you know, obviously we can advance out of our side of the bracket. Maybe that's a good thing. I'm looking for anything right now, really, to be quite
the weather
frank.
In Omaha does not look good getting into the weekend.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. A lot of clouds.
A high percentage of clouds. Yep.
And rain.
Mm-hmm.
And some lightning, maybe.
Yeah, Friday looks pretty bad. 46% chance. Going to be scattered thunderstorms coming out of the north. They did say there's a, yep, there it is, Saturday, cold front hits. High's only 82. Mm. High of 80 on Friday as the front gets there.
Let's see. Wednesday, there's only one game. So that should be the, let's see. So let's see. Today, one team will be gone. So Wednesday should be the loser of NC State Vanderbilt versus the winner of Stanford, Arizona.
Okay.
And then Thursday would be the...
Game one of their winner.
Would be our...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, would be the winner of Texas, Tennessee versus the loser of Virginia, Mississippi State. So we got to win Thursday. So we got to obviously win tomorrow, win Thursday. That knocks out both those teams. And then we go to Friday, which would be a... We're playing the team that won both games.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to beat them once Friday and then beat them again on Saturday.
Well, at least they'll be down a little bit of pitching.
So you go what? Tidwell today.
Mm-hmm.
Then Heflin Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you go back to Cheese on Friday?
No, I don't think so. Can you?
I think you can. Could, I mean, it was...
It was light work. Could you go...
It's 4 days rest.
You go Sewell and then bring in Cheese and Relief?
You could do that.
Yeah, I think that would be your best bet.
You could pitch Sewell Friday if you haven't had to tax him too much in the out of the
right,
pen.
Right, right.
But then who? And then you got to go back to Cheese Saturday.
Yeah.
And then
assuming you didn't have to use him Friday.
And then if you make the championship series,
well, that's
go,
the problem.
You go
if
Blade,
you...
Heflin, Sewell.
I don't like this.
Something just scares me about if you didn't make a championship series not having any Cheese action.
Well, he'd come out of the pen. You'd invert.
At this point, if you make it to the final series, like,
it's a win?
Yeah, it's the one first, of those situations where you're like, yeah, we might have had to exhaust some arms to get here, but.
The first time South Carolina won the national championship when they went back-to-back, they lost the first game. Oregon State lost the first game a couple of years ago, and South Carolina was the previous team to do that. That was 2010. And when they got to the got to beat them twice games,
mm-hmm.
which for Tennessee this year would be Friday, they threw a reliever to start the game and said, we're going to play this game like it's the middle of the game already. We hope he can give us two, maybe three innings. And he threw a complete game shutout three-hitter. And that's what kind of set them up to then have their pitching. So you're going to kind of need that. You're going to kind of need like that, like Heflin or Sewell to maybe start a game and give you like seven or eight innings.
Well, Sewell was awesome in his start in the SEC tournament.
That's what happened in the SEC tournament. That gave Tennessee a chance to win that.
Probably would have if it hadn't called the cops.
That's a good point.
That's pretty good. All right.
Final segment, hour two.
Troy Green.
Final segment, hour number two. Captain Touchback says, baseball's a grind. Coming down to just one or two games makes things much more random. Shake off one game and trust that what we've seen all season returns. That seems more likely than only believing the last thing we saw. It's true.
Yeah, I forgot how they kept mentioning, oh, Virginia's defense hasn't been very good all year. They were scooping up everything, throwing lasers. Sickening.
I mean, they didn't have to make that many
No,
plays.
They really didn't.
They just made a couple key ones, and that was it. That was the difference. Still,
that Spence hit. God. I mean, I stood up and screamed. Like, I knew there was no way that wasn't going to be a hit.
Well, there was a ball up the middle, too, where the shortstop came all the way across the base to get it, turned his hips, and made a good throw, which it looked pretty routine because we were out by a mile at first, but that one, that was a tough play to make, and they made it. Chris says the most annoying thing was that their pitcher's shirt was halfway unbuttoned.
Yeah, and he took the mound and, like, started unbuttoning it.
Really?
It was like he was like, ah, a little hot out here. They have a bunch of guys who do that. Their outfielder, I think it's their center fielder, he wears, like, no undershirt, and he unbuttons it pretty far, too. I noticed that when they were playing DBU.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Dave, how's the depot coming along? You got some gold for us?
I do. A couple of Florida Man stories.
Oh, always good.
Mm-hmm.
Crowd favorite.
Excited.
Excited about it. Well. Good. Thanks for taking care of that for us, Dave. What are you laughing at?
Something completely unrelated.
Okay.
Somebody posted a picture, just said, like, come on, England. And their TV is, like, way in the corner of their living room, I guess. And it's all carpeted. And the couch is, like, over off to the side. And there's no furniture in the middle of the room at all. There's no coffee table. There's no, like, other couch that would be, like, closer and more straight on. And I just caught it because Shawnee quote tweeted and was like, did your carpet just get cleaned or something? Like, what the hell? I mean, they're...
Minimalist.
They're, like, 40 feet away and off to the side of the room.
Well, now I got to go see this.
Yeah, it's, I guess, check shot. You see what I mean?
It's a horrible spot.
Yeah.
How would the TV not be on top of the fake fireplace?
I don't know. And then so people obviously start commenting on it. And so now the owner of the original tweet, I guess, started hamming it up. They're like, we've made some improvements for the next England match. And they got, like, some binoculars and, like, a telescope. People were asking, I'm like, do you have to check the score on your phone as you watch the game?
I think we have the ball. Fantastic.
I don't know. It's funny.
It just caught you.
Like, scoot your couch up closer. I mean, really.
Somebody photoshopped it, or he might have just did it himself, but they added a few extra ways in which he could see it better. There was one where they put the telescope there to where he could zoom in.
Right.
There was another one where he had binoculars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interesting. I just said that.
No.
People have to think this is like a planned thing.
Right.
Like, well, like Davey, like, didn't really just do that.
But like that picture, you have this big square room, and it's like the person who lives there said, I'm only going to line my furniture up around the walls and just leave this giant 10x10.
It's more room for activities.
Mm. Yeah. True.
They have a great view of their back garden there.
You could almost play baseball in that living room and set up some bases. So big.
Maybe that's what they were doing. They're about to switch over to the College World Series.
Maybe the kids needed a room to play or something. It's very strange.
I saw one Photoshop where they had binoculars and a telescope set up for it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's pretty funny.
It was wild,
that's
right?
Two ways to like see the
see
TV
it from far away.
Better. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. It's really funny stuff.
Good stuff, Dave. Appreciate it.
You been watching any of the Olympic qualifying?
No.
No. Well,
you could have checked that out if you were in Omaha.
Sometimes I fall asleep near the end of the I was falling asleep near the end of the golf at the end of the week on NBC, and the swimming would come on. I'm like, what is this?
I'm surprised we're 2 hours in and Nate hasn't mentioned that the U.S. cycling were they the finals in Knoxville?
Yeah, it was the national championship.
I was trying to watch the
wait, they did it in Knoxville again
this weekend. Yeah,
how do we keep hosting that?
They do like a 3-year contract or something.
Oh, okay.
They might have renewed it. I'm not sure. Was this year three?
I don't know. All I know is I had money on the Suns, and I turned to ABC because it says NBA basketball, and I was like, all right, let's see how my bet's doing. And it's like I'm just seeing a bunch of bikes go across the Gay Street Bridge, and I'm just like, what the hell is this?
Are we a good bike town?
Apparently, yeah.
They were going across James White. I think they went by my old apartment at one point.
Apparently, we're a pretty good host. Well, they like that they can come downtown, but then they can get over. Well, at least, I don't know about this year. I was completely out of the loop. Didn't get involved. But the previous 2 years, I think both years I went, there's a hill over in South Knox that's, like, super steep. And so that's what they use as, like, the climb.
Because
they want a route that has some of everything. Some long, flat stretches, some climbs.
Long downhill.
And some good spots to watch them come through.
Right.
Like, the start-finish area and good spots to set up, kind of like the vendor tents. And
Knoxville is a host city. We just crush it. Bass tournaments.
Like, one year
bikes.
They had all the... Yeah, like all the teams under the bridges over in South Knoxville. I said that wrong. Old City. Yeah, under the bridge in the Old City. It's because it's all shaded, so they can
right,
be over
right.
there. And they even had...
Did you go set your lawn chair up and make a day of it?
The first year they came, I definitely did. We went and sat on the hill on the climb because that's when they go the slowest and they're you know, killing themselves.
Not literally, though.
Right, right. And then we went over to, like... But then the second year, they had the start-finish line over on Gay Street. That was pretty cool. So we went over there near the start-finish. Because they got different vendor tents and...
Never would have guessed it.
Food and drink and fun stuff to do. Anyway.
Go us.
The Knoxville kid won it 1 year. I don't know. I don't know what...
I knew the roads.
Maybe that was it.
Yep.
Yep. There you go.
Home court.
Come back. Depot next.
You're listening to 3 and Out,